Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, the feds, the federal government's not even federal, it's occupied by the globalists, came over and told them they couldn't be filming in front of the God Center, the house of our owners, the federal foreign banker minions. Adam Kokesh was arrested for a speech he gave, a peaceful speech in Philadelphia, and now his producers are out there. They have a laptop with live video feed Skype, and they won't say why he's been arrested. He's disappeared. The full details are at Infowars.com. Let's go live to that video feed right now before their laptop dies. It's almost out of batteries. Here we go.
All is back. We'll go with this long time.
All right, we're live here right in front of the FTC Philly. It's me and Daryl. And we have these two gentlemen. Actually, now it's three. The bald head guy came back. We have these three gentlemen who are here in silly costumes. From freely moving our bodies.
Oh, so what are they? What are the guys in costumes doing? Maybe you'd do what they said. They're wearing Star Trek costumes. I'm sorry. Hey, try to tip the camera down. Give us a full shot. There we go. What are they doing? Blocking you? What's he doing?
Well, Alex, I had to waste the taxpayers' money. You know the rest. I have some military experience in the use of force continuum. The first step in the use of force continuum is presence. So I believe they're establishing a presence to try to intimidate activists from coming out here and causing a ruckus like we did yesterday.
Here, show us the ball-headed guy. Pan these guys. I hope his Skype hasn't cut out. Well, good job, guys. So, I mean, they've disappeared and drug Kokesh off into a spider hole. They're in there working for the globalists. This is the government that publicly ships in almost all the narcotics, runs the opium fields in Afghanistan. And they've got like some kind of gate, it looks like, out there trying to block you guys from standing in front of the spider hole. And people need to go to Infowars.com, get the article, Activist Rally to Free Adam Kokesh. I'm going to have Paul Watson. Well, you guys, I am Paul Watson, that federal filing. I am him, that link, and we'll have that screenshotted and put in there. And they can't even get that he's 31. They have that he's 41. He's white. At least they got that right. Maybe they'll say he's black next. And, you know, it's unknown why you guys in the federal government are so evil. That's what's unknown. It's unbelievable. I tell you, you know, Adam Kokesh, he's like the good Lenin. He kind of looks like Lenin or something. I'm sorry. Lenin was reborn and reincarnated as Adam Kokesh, but now he's an anarchist instead of a communist. All right, I'm going to stop. The whole point is that Adam does look a little sinister. I think that's what makes the cops even more angry, because they always try to look like that, too. And but we're going to be covering all of this, ladies and gentlemen. Me, I'm a big, sweet teddy bear. That's what I could grow a goatee, though. Maybe shave my head. Everybody like that? All right, man. We're going to go to break. We lost those guys. This is only going to intensify the awakening in this country. And if they ever disappear me into one of these spider holes, just know that's our victory. And just continue moving forward. Because there are a bunch of people that are scared following their unconstitutional orders. And that's why they're scared of his armed march on Washington, peaceful, to demonstrate the Second Amendment. They're scared of the idea that even if they provocateur, that's going to come out. And they understand that they're trying to dominate us right now and break our will and set the precedent that we have no basic liberty. And it's all coming out that we do have a tyranny. So people are now having that choice. Like, okay, we're in a tyranny. Now what do we do about it? And either people will acquiesce to it, we'll go into a very long, dark time, or people will start noncompliance across the board everywhere. And their video feed cut out. But call their cell phone, give them our hotline, guys. If they have any problems out there, tell them to call in during the show today, okay? And we got a bunch of guests. We got an Air Force chemtrail whistleblower about them spraying poison on you and your family coming up. And Joel Skousen in studio. And we got a ton of the latest IRS impeachment news.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition. We're now into the second hour. We have just masses of news that I'm going to get to in detail right now. I haven't even gotten into our top stories in detail yet. The London Guardian and even the Associated Press officially are saying we're in a police state, and that the press is being intimidated. They are arresting members of the State Department who just give their opinion to a journalist about how dangerous Kim Jong-un is. That's totally protected. The Espionage Act is giving secrets to a foreign power. Everything the federal government does, selling out to globalists, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the private Federal Reserve that's European-owned, saying NATO's over our military. The Army has come out and said they don't need presidential authorization to quell unrest. And this is all unprecedented treason. And then Fox News goes over to the State Department. I mean, people openly talk to people. It's not even hidden. And they're surveilling people in the State Department that talk to Fox News. I mean, what do you think goes on in Washington? What do you think reporters do? and they're now talking about arresting him, saying he's a criminal. I mean, these people aren't playing games. They may march out and try to arrest us all. And that's at the point, folks, where the civil disobedience has to go. You have to hit the streets nationwide aggressively. And then if they put it down with force, 1776 kicks in. And I've done everything I can to stop this, but they start trying to arrest the press en masse and put us in the re-education centers that are in the official Army manual. That is offensive oppression, and we have every constitutional right to defend ourselves. I don't want to go there, and I've tried my hardest, but they know they're losing the political battle with us. They're going to start something. They're going to start something. And by the way, you're going to lose that too, punks. But you listen, I don't have a bunch of bravado. I'm not looking for trouble. But if it starts, ladies and gentlemen, they started it. And if they mean to get a war, they're going to get one. There's only so much we're going to take from these people. There's the old saying, you can do you know what to me, but you can't rub it in. And they're just in our faces, rubbing it in. But we're winning because we just sit back while they race around committing all these crimes and we expose them. And they get away with more and more and more. And I believe the false flag is going to be going around and staging events to blame it on the Liberty Movement, or staging something and saying that media leakers caused the terrorists to attack or something. And by the way, the White House is listening right now. Their operations, their transition director running Media Matters, they're listening. They admit they listen every day. But the White House itself is listening. And why are they listening? Because they know, I know, what they're doing. I'm the detective, full-time, on their butt, who knows who they are, knows how they think, and knows how to stop them. And I freak them out. And by the way, I freak them out because I'm committed unto death to not stop. I have the spirit of 1776 in me, and I do not fear them. They can kill me, kill my family. People ask, Alex, why don't you have security? Alex, why aren't you more paranoid? Why don't you wear a bulletproof vest? Because if they strike me down, it's God's will. I am not going to sit here and live in fear. My fear is having 30 people banging on the door a day where I can't get my job done. My fear is not being articulate enough. My fear is not getting the job done. My fear is not beating these people. My life has zero value outside of a free society. I love life, and I never want to die, and I never commit suicide. If they kill me and say it was suicide, it's pure bull, folks. But I'll say this. If we don't beat them, life is not going to be worth living. You understand that? I'm not going to sit here and watch my children go into hot bondage. Not Cold War bondage, but hot enslavement. A war. A hot war. And I'm not going to go out violently and oppose them unless they're shooting at me. Because that's not effective. That's when you're losing, is when you're in the shooting war. I will pull out all sorts of tricks before I'm dead to attack these people politically and hurt them with the truth. And folks, we've got the truth. We need to stab them with it. Not worry about who's winning the fight. Not worry about what's going on. Just stab, stab, stab. And folks, if we all just start stabbing with the truth, this sucker will bleed out real quick. Death by a billion cuts. So start shoving the knife in, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWar is 90% of warfare, the Pentagon's own words. We have the truth. The globalists have lies. Savage them. Destroy them. All you guys talk about a shooting war and how you're going to, they keep pushing it, you're going to go out and do all this. Folks, you've lost. We'll end up winning that war, but that's a major failure, a huge failure. We want to beat them with the info war. That's 90% of the war. It is violence. I have been successful because I am violent with the truth. I think I'm not violent enough. My crew is not violent enough. These people are violently attacking our liberty, violently robbing our freedom, violently bankrupting our country, violently using our name for all their evil operations, violently trying to intimidate us. They are an outrage. They are an abomination. They are a fraud. They are a despicable joke. Put it back on screen. Yeah, there's the InfoWars.com headline with links to her Council on Foreign Relations speech where she said, we are losing the info war. Yes, witch. We are finding our human spirit again. We're finding the righteous spirit to not even hate you, but be disgusted by you and just be animated with energy to pull you down. It's a battle of spirit, ladies and gentlemen, and they're trying to kill the human spirit. They're waging war against the human spirit because only the dumb will go along with all this idiocy. It's elementary. These are the most selfish people in the world. I am not even worried about my own life. I am in love with humanity. I am in love with your success. I am in love with everything you've done. The paintings, the art, the literature. I don't get jealous when some guy's got a gorgeous wife. I admire that. That's the spirit that builds civilizations. And you've got that spirit too. These people have the opposite spirit. They are envious and jealous and they don't like you. It's painful to them, the beauty, the goodness, the purity, the creativity, the love, the compassion, the empathy. It's painful to them because they've turned to darkness out of their single drive to be in a position of power. There is no future without this species on this planet. I mean, it is beyond insane how beautiful the universe it is. It is beyond unimaginable that we're on a planet with a thin atmosphere spinning through space around a gas giant, and we can stare out into space and see other planets, and there's just life all around us. I was swimming in the river the other night after I went for a jog, and the sun had gone down, but over the planet, pink light was hitting the clouds, and I was in like 15 foot of water going down and picking up rocks in crystal clear water in a spring feeding out the Colorado River. You're not supposed to swim in there. I do whatever I want. Not your slave. Wasn't playing your video games then. Wasn't on the computer then. I was in a river with big snapping turtles and fish all around me, and I saw waves of pink from the waves above me, and I came up out of the water, and there were bats, and there were skylarks, and chimney swifts flying around eating bugs everywhere, and I saw a big owl fly by, and I was just sitting there in just absolute awe of the universe. And it's that stillness, it's that wholeness. It was looking up into the sky, the pink sky. It was heaven. It was heaven. They can't take that away from any of us. They feed off our fear. Well, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm only afraid that we fail. I'm only afraid that you not be defeated. I mean, I look at giggling children with discovery in their eyes and love, and I think about how they want to hurt them and brainwash them and turn them into evil people and want to shoot them up with deadly vaccines and want to feed them GMO designed to sterilize them and give them cancer. And it's a feeling beyond rage now of just the evil of it, the evil force that drives that the globalists look at giggling children and see them as the larva of an infestation upon the face of the world that they must exterminate. They get a thrill out of it, knowing that we don't know, knowing that we're simple-minded, knowing that we're not simple-minded. The fool on the hill sees the world going by. The fool on the hill sees the world spinning around, and the eyes in his head see the sun going down. Fool on the hill, he's perfectly still. That still place, that's infinity. That's forever. That's a moment in forever. We live forever. And you go back to all your ancestors screaming out in your instincts to resist this dehumanization, screaming and saying, do you know what we did to get you to this level? Do you know everything we put on the line? screaming through your genetics, screaming through your soul, saying, do something. Awaken. Sleeper, awaken. Sleeper, awaken. Awaken. Rise, sleeping giant. Rise. Rise.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Well, you were sleeping.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
Finishing up the story about being in the river the other night, right where the big stream of spring water was coming in. It was crystal clear. It had gotten dark, but there was still clouds way up high where the sun was shooting over the planet. And I've seen pink on the water. This was like 10, 15 feet down. There was rivulets of the water with the pink. So the marks of the waves, it's like you see in the daytime, gold on the bottom of the water. Well, this was pink and purple on the bottom of the river, on the stones, on the pebbles, with fish and things swimming around, reflected by the sun. Just amazing. Imagine a sun in space shooting over the edge of the planet, hitting clouds, beaming down into the water. I mean, it's just incredible. Creation is incredible. Being alive is a blessing. And the evil hates it and wants to destroy it. I mean, you can call it what you want, but it's a very small percentage of the population loves ugliness. And it's got to be dealt with. You know, speaking of that, the Washington Post actually did a pretty fair article. Has Adam Kokesh been kidnapped by the feds? Alex Jones tells all. And the writer actually does a pretty fair and balanced, I would say, report. And she says at the end of the report, it doesn't matter who, if Kokesh is a good guy or a bad guy, he's had his rights violated for speaking. Adam Kokesh has had his civil and political rights, just like every other American. The government appears to have infringed on those rights, targeting Kokesh because of his anti-government views. And that's a liberal saying that. See, I mean, it gets to a point, folks, where we either stand up for the press, and we either stand up for freedom, we either stand up for rights, or everybody loses them. I mean, look at this. Look at this article by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com. We have a newscast that goes with this we're about to play. Denver cops arrest Italian shotgun manufacturer as a terrorist. He was at the Colorado Gun Collector Show. I'm not even a collector of really fancy shotguns, but I know who Daniele Perazzi shotguns are, and they're selling them. And he's the executive who was there showing them to gun shops to, you know, sell. And these are the fancy shotguns that rich people use. And the cab driver called the police on him as part of a terrorism program called Taxis on Patrol, TOPS, where they just gave awards to him. And, yeah, if somebody's getting in the car saying, I'm going to go kidnap kids, or somebody's a crack dealer, but the cops won't respond to that. Might go show them crack dealers here in Austin right now. But they did respond to this and arrested him, even though the guns weren't illegal, and he had all the licenses to bring them in, and said, get out of Colorado. And he said, forget that, I'm getting out of the United States. I mean, those shotguns were even allowed in Italy, and they've taken most of the guns. So let's go ahead and go to a piece of this newscast. But when you have a cleaner in your house or you have a repair person, a lot of them make more money on kickbacks for tips than they do on their job. And you need to know, America is like East Germany now. And they're hungry for new people. They're hungry for folks that haven't done anything wrong. Because the cops won't go after the real criminals. They're not allowed to. They can't go after their own cocaine dealers. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
A taxi driver called police claiming he just dropped off a terrorist at a gun show. Turns out the man wasn't who the cab driver thought. Fox 31 Denver's Hendricks of Brandy is here with this development.
It's not a very good place to go attack
people
at a gun show. In this
post-9/11 era, we've been instructed to report any suspicious activity. When in doubt, we're told, call the police.
Oh, we've been instructed.
That's exactly what a cabbie did today after he dropped off a man carrying a bunch of weapons at a local gun show. It took a police interrogation to determine that the man, who's the grandson of a prominent Italian gunmaker, was totally legit.
Those guns cost 10 grand a piece.
It was around noon today when a taxi driver picked up a fare who was carrying 7 expensive shotguns.
Oh my gosh.
Dropped the customer off at the merchandise mart at a Colorado Gun Collectors Association gun show.
Oh, that's not obvious.
The cabbie then called an idiot, saying he just dropped off a terrorist.
Oh.
Police came, took the gun-toting man in for questioning, then released him when they realized he'd done nothing wrong. The man is the grandson of the founder of Perazzi, an Italian maker of competition shotguns. Former Vice President Dick Cheney was reportedly using a Perazzi shotgun when he accidentally shot a friend back in 2006. Just this week, Denver taxi
That's enough.
Got this reminder.
You see something, say something. Well, I see a corrupt government out of control. Folks, these are single-shot and double-shot carved shotguns. But that shows how dumb the public are. I told you, I had the carpet cleaner call the cops on me 15 years ago for a gun case. And he'd moved here from a state where guns were pretty much illegal. And I said, listen, it's okay. And he ran out in fear from a gun case. I mean, that's how you got us normal, informed people, and then armies of mindless, idiot zombies.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now we've got a big whistleblower that's just been going public. Christian Megan joining us here in a minute. This is big. Please tell your friends and family to tune in. And the whole next hour, we're going to be talking with Joel Skousen in studio about all the big scandals and what he thinks is behind them. We're going to go over IRS gate, spy gate, Benghazi gate, where he thinks the whole power structure is right now. So we're going to be looking at that with him. We're also going to look at some other issues tonight on the Nightly News. We're going to look at what strategic relocation means, region by region, and what the elites are doing, why they're digging in and saying they're getting ready for total collapse and civil unrest. We're going to have Joel Skousen on the Nightly News for a lengthy interview tonight. He's here to be interviewed for Obama Deception 2 that should be out in the fall that I'm working on right now. Now, before we go to our guest, I just briefly want to remind all of the listeners and viewers that the entire InfoWars operation is a creature of your doing. You have supported us. You have appreciated what we've done. We appreciate you. We are funded by you. So when you get the great, high-quality, non-GMO, heirloom seeds, huge variety, different companies that we've researched and people love at InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting us while putting in your summer and fall garden. When you get ProPure water filters at the lowest price with promo code WATER by calling or going to InfoWarsStore.com, you're supporting the broadcast, plus getting an incredible high-quality filter to start filtering your water, or give one as a gift to family. That's the greatest gift you can give right there, health-wise. When you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 11 memberships, $5.95 a month, you can then share those and get people to see the films in high def, see the nightly news, see the radio show every day, and then maybe they'll become members and then get memberships to others. And then you're supporting us paying for the bandwidth and expanding this operation. So, again, shop with the good guys, the Patriots, InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. You can also call and ask questions or order books, videos, pro-Second Amendment T-shirts, anti-tyranny T-shirts with Obama the slob as a joker. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we are going to get our guest on here in just a moment. Her Skype just dropped. Again, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into some of these reports. Obama's backed FSA rebels name their brigade Osama bin Laden. And it shows videos on our site of brigades of thousands of men marching in al-Qaeda black uniforms with al-Qaeda patches and the official al-Qaeda flag. That is the main public force. It has been the entire time. Now it's all over mainstream news. While they simultaneously say, and I'll show people a document cam shot of their TV viewers of this, Obama-backed FSA rebels named their brigade Osama bin Laden. And then it continues here. Here is an article. Washington gets explicit, its war on terror is permanent. Cheney said it would last 100 years. Now it's permanent. Next will be infinity. Senior Obama official tells the U.S. Senate the war is limitless. Form will continue for at least another decade or two. And, of course, the main enemy is conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. Think of the magnitude. Think of the magnitude of that statement. That, oh yeah, it's not al-Qaeda now, it's you. It's for you. You're the suspect, and we're going to audit and harass churches and pro-life groups, and we're going to not let you have protest. We're not even going to have free speech zones now, and we're going to arrest you if you videotape the police. I have more articles about it happening all over the U.S. right here. This is lawlessness that we are seeing unfold. And look at this. Obama-backed FSA rebel names their brigade Osama bin Laden. Here's another one. Marines' growing use of ground robots raises ethics concerns. Oh, yeah, because soon it's going to be totally autonomous. They already have them. And humans are out of the equation. They will follow orders, the robots. Now there are stealth drone boats. This has already been announced. They're going to have them on all lakes. Lethal remote vessels will take on pirates. See, the globalists are going to all robots. Al-Qaeda Syrian wing takes over oil fields once belonging to Assad. Al-Qaeda Syrian wing is helping to finance its activities by selling the product of oil fields that once helped to prop up the regime of Bashar al-Assad. I mean, that's London Telegraph, folks, one of the biggest papers in England. I mean, but when I fly to Bilderberg, I guarantee you they're going to have, when you leave the country, they're going to have a see something, say something where some idiot that's taken a six-hour course or eight-hour course is going to ask me questions, knowing full well, oh, hello, Mr. Jones, we're going to ask you some questions. You're not planning anything. You're not a terrorist, are you? You know, we're going to take you over here and grab your genitals. How's that sound? When the government publicly, do I get apologies from all the neocon talk show hosts? Because now I've seen them. I've seen the video clips of them going, Obama's running al-Qaeda. That really freaked the White House out when I came out with a headline a few months ago, Obama now head of al-Qaeda worldwide. He is. I mean, that's how insane all of this garbage has gotten. And it's just going to get more and more and more and more and more and more crazy. And, you know, I've told the story and about the carpet cleaner in my house sees a gun case and wouldn't clean the carpets and left. And then I called, you know, the place saying, is he calling the cops? Well, yes, but we stopped it. He doesn't understand. He's not from around here. And these people watch these shows. Their parents didn't raise them. They sit in front of the television. They don't even know what continent they're on. They don't know what the three branches of governments are. And then you know, they watch shows based in New York, all these dramas where they find a gun, and everybody that has a gun is a bad guy, and all guns are illegal. Oh, you've got a handgun. You're going to go to jail for 20 years for this. And then I always read the articles where it's always some old vet in a semi-rural area cleaning guns in their garage, and the new neighbor sees it, calls the police, they SWAT team them, and it'll say 11 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammo were taken. He's being charged with having an arsenal. And then you go check the state law, there's not an arsenal law. But they've got juries that are so dumb that they'll convict him for stuff that doesn't even exist. I mean, this country's really weird, man. And then so you've got the grandson of one of the fanciest, in fact, not one of, probably the most fancy shotguns. I mean, the cheap ones are 10 grand. I've been to the gun shops. I've looked at them. You know, he's there at a major dealer show about dealers, one of the biggest dealer shows in the country where it's mainly dealers there. You know, it's like they have trade shows. They're there to see it. He's there trying to show them their seven models of shotgun. And imagine the taxi driver. You load the shotguns in. They're totally legal. You drive to the conference place. You get out at the gun dealer expo. He goes in. Imagine how dumb you got to be. A guy's going to a gun show for gun dealers with seven Italian shotguns that no one would use in a terror attack. And then the guy calls going, they're terrorists. This is how stupid these people are. This is how weird they are. This is how bizarre they are. And they're invincibly ignorant. And that's why you're seeing so much tyranny. That's why they're telling churches, you're going to tell us what you pray now. I mean, that's beyond North Korea. We have a pack of criminals that have taken over with all these servile idiots who call the police. If your five-year-old's throwing a fit in the store and you spat them, totally legal, they call the cops. Then CPS comes. There's no law, but they say, well, we say it's abuse, and then they take your kid. Oh, we say you didn't vaccinate your kid. There's no law. We don't care. We have a judge that'll take your kids in the fake court. This is what it's so incredible. Because the public are a bunch of jellyfish idiots. But here's the message of the New World Order. Then we're going to our guest and we got connected. There's probably 30% of us fully awake. Just because you've got a bunch of zombies doesn't mean that we are going to be your slaves, scum. 5% beat you in 1776. Now, we have a major whistleblower. The video she did is 20 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com with Jakari Jackson Friday night. She's just recently gone public, given some speeches, and when I watch her, I'm an expert on geoengineering and chemtrailing from studying it for 15, 16 years. You know, the actual documents, the engineers, so I know she knows what she's talking about. And she breaks it all down on her YouTube channel. She spent 9 years on active duty in the U.S. Air Force bio-environmental engineering. That's what they call it. By the way, this is all quasi-public. The details are classified. And when you talk about it, they go, you're crazy! Working in industrial hygiene and environmental protection, she was, and then it goes through all the things that she's fighting and exposing, and she joins us now, sugardecodedsanity.com is her website, sugardecoded.com, and she joins us now. I appreciate her coming on. Just give us the skinny of it. Because of time constraints, how you woke up, what you saw in the Air Force, what's going on with the bio-environmental, it's biological too, engineering. And because, I mean, you're one of the few insiders. There's been a couple others. One of them got shut down and then won't talk to anybody. Won't even know where he's at. But tell us what you witnessed. Thank you, Kristen Megan, for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. Like I said before, actually, it was your documentary, Terror Storm. My brother showed it to me back in 06. I was in the military, completely ignorant to what was really going on and what we were doing. That video woke me up. I kind of went through a stage of what's going on, questioned what I was doing in the military. And that video ignited me going into researching a lot of things you were talking about. And in doing a lot of the research, I came across truther sites, heard about chemtrails engineering, thought it was just a crazy conspiracy. And then the light bulb goes off, hey, if this is going to go on and people are blaming the Air Force, I'm in a good position to kind of look into this. So kind of living a secret life while I was in the military, I started to look and try to debunk this. It was almost offensive to my lifestyle. In an attempt to debunk it, like I said before in my speech, part of the process was to follow what's called an Air Force Form 3952. It's the approval and authorization of hazardous materials on base. So I would tie, like, you know, from benzene, toluene, things like that were coming on base, even metal sheets to come on base, we would tie it to a building and a process. So just to make a long story short, I started seeing the same constituents that were blamed for chemtrails. I went, wow, you know, this stuff is coming on base and it's not labeled. It's normally tied to a building, but you got barium, strontium, aluminum, different radioactive materials and tiny particulates coming on base, which is usually the same hazards that we were trying to debate for all the DOD and Air Force personnel. So I did my own soil sampling, rain sampling, grid sampling, and what I was coming back with was government reportable, and the EPA would not do anything about it.
I hear a radio on in the background. Can you do me a favor and turn that down so I want to be able to hear you clearly?
Yeah. Sorry, hold on just a second. Can you turn off that audio out there, please?
I know everybody wants to listen, but it's kind of makes it hard. Okay, now expanding on this, I mean, they admit the geoengineering. They don't call it chemtrails, but under the Department of Energy and Air Force, the billions a year are public. We just don't have the details. Specifically, for laymen out there, explain the chemicals they're using at the Air Force and then what you discovered.
Well, again, what I had seen was materials coming on base, and these were completely didn't label which company they were coming from. That was a huge red flag for me. So at the time, you know, fearing replies, I didn't ask the questions, but I thought, wow, you know, this is a huge indicator to what people are saying. So, again, I lived a mile behind the flight line, and I did my own soil and rain sampling, and those same constituents were showing in my soil. And so people know I am credentialed to understand how to do this type of sampling. You go and you get your county's background information, and you know what's already naturally occurring in your soil for your state. And when you have these parameters, these constituents and compounds that I sampled for, it should not be in the soil. This was a very scary, scary time for me. It took me until I left the federal service to actually start talking about it. And I just hope that more people will come forward that are still in my job or anyone in my line of work in the federal government as a whole will come forward and talk about this.
Sure. And again, this shows the compartmentalization they use. Until you knew not to trust the system, you even though you were over environmental procedures there in your area of the base, you didn't know what to look for. Talk about the different chemicals and things that were being brought on and the amounts of it that was being brought on.
Well, it was aluminum oxide, barium, and strontium. And the thing about strontium, in the form of paint, it's a strontium chromate, similar to chromium, chrome 6, if you've ever heard of that. So they were coming in like tonnage. I mean, not as solid materials, but as aerosols. And it's coated by if it's a solid, if it's a liquid, if it's an aerosol.
Exactly what the chemtrail researchers exposed 16 years ago, yeah. Which now, all over the U.S., the soil's going way up to where plants can't even grow.
Exactly. I mean, the evidence is here on the ground, yes.
Unbelievable. Keep going.
And one thing that just blew my mind was I started to kind of talk about this amongst some of my coworkers, and, you know, they thought I was crazy. But I'm always known as being against the fringe. So just throughout my career, this was around 2007, 2008, even when I moved to Robins Air Force Base in Georgia, I didn't see those same materials on system, but those same things were coming back in my soil and rain samples. And now that I'm in Chicago, I'm getting the same things. And actually, when I worked at the VA after leaving the Air Force, I met an EPA compliance inspector who was actually chastised for bringing this up. He's a full believer in chemtrails. He's seen some things that he is going to talk about when he retires from the EPA. I mean, they kind of took a 26-year EPA compliance officer who's a GS-13 high ranking and put him out in the field to kind of shut him up. So you have people within the EPA who are saying, hey, we know about this, and it's a shut-up-and-color type ordeal.
I've had them on from the EPA and recently retired, and they talk about in areas of the country, because they have, as you know, the soil samples going back 100 years, they go, my God, in 5 years, the aluminum dioxide levels, one person I interviewed in Washington State had gone up more than 10 times what it was. I mean, they are just, and you see it everywhere. The trees are dying, the plants, farm growth belts are, I mean, this is, it's almost like aliens that want to kill the Earth or something. I mean, I'm not saying they are. It's so diabolical.
What's insane, too, Alex, is the fact that if you're familiar with any time there's removal of soil, soil remediation, construction, you cannot even haul off soil waste until it's been tested due to different CFRs. You have to test it for benzene and oil and biologicals. So when you really start to see how many people can profit off of this whole program, it's disturbing. And I actually, now that I'm done with it, I can talk about it. I've been doing a study pretending to be some student, and I've contacted a lot of land disposal sites here to get copies of their trends, and this stuff is everywhere.
Unbelievable. Stay there and break that news when we get back. Nine-year veteran of the Air Force over bio environmental engineering, Kristen Megan. She's going to break down this new study she's been doing. This is incredible. The levels of this are exploding everywhere.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Her report's coming out soon. We'll get her on for a full hour. Kristen Megan, Air Force whistleblower, sugardecoded.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. By the way, there's two films that we carry discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. We can punch them up. It's Why in the World Are They Spraying and What in the World Are They Spraying? Both very, very important films. You can either get them individually or discounted together. And again, I have that punched up on my computer. You guys can just punch it up right there. Absolutely. There it is. InfoWarsStore.com. People can go there into the DVD special area and find those. And it gets into what's happening worldwide. And here's the deal. There also, we found the patents adding aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and the strontium and things to the jet fuel through the big manufacturers, and then it aerosolizes it in the engines and puts it out. Perfect compartmentalization. You have special Air Force teams. I saw one thing recently, $5 billion for the Department of Energy in this. There is a huge program. I think I'll ask Joel Skousen when he comes up in the next hour what he thinks of this. But, Kristen, Megan, you're saying, you know, trained in this in the Air Force in bioenvironmental engineering, working in industrial hygiene, environmental protection, that you've now been going around and getting samples all over the country. And what are your findings, and when is this report coming out?
I'm hoping to have it out by the end of July. I've had to be really careful in getting this information, but I presented myself as a student who was learning about new remediation techniques by different things as Kulox, new programs for companies. So I wanted to look at different contaminants that were common in industry. So I've been able to get a lot of information as public record from different sites all around the country. I've been doing this for about the last 6-7 months. And this was actually just started out as me personally. I have a lot of disinformation trolls that attack me, and I'm just trying to give as much evidence as I can for people to understand.
Yeah, I wouldn't even respond to critics.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
what
they always do. It's just meant to change the subject.
Yeah, but all this information is to help those people who are on the edge to say, hey, this is really happening. Look at your area. So I hope to have that finished by the end of July because it's very technical. I'm trying to get it to a non-technical level so everyone can understand what I found and the trends across this country. And it's not even across the country. I haven't been able to get records in other countries, but I have kind of liaisons in other countries, other biologists and chemists, actually, who are fully awake to this. And one thing I wanted to bring up for what we discussed earlier of how big this program is. I don't know if you've heard of this new TV series on the Weather Channel called Hacking the Planet, but it's a new show, just aired a couple months ago. They had an episode about weather modification. And in the show, they talked about how they did weather weaponry for Vietnam. They openly admitted that there are contractors that are doing, quote, cloud seeding.
Bill Gates runs a giant company. Quote, that can control hurricanes. I had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on. He's like 90-something now. He broke it with me because it had just been declassified. He was the father of weather weapons. First got to fly into typhoons and hurricanes back in the 40s. And he was the guy that led squadrons in Vietnam. And he admitted all this. And they could control hurricanes in the 60s. Stanford Research Institute certified. And what do you think they're doing here? Because they're not just doing weather modification. What do you think this larger program is? And what did your findings, I mean, obviously from what I've seen, it's going up. Is that what your findings show, the stuff's going up?
It is definitely going up. And like you said, I'm very familiar with the work. I think it all started out as weather weaponry. And I think over time, different corporations and government entities realized how they could all profit. We're all familiar with UN Agenda 21. And one thing that, you know, all these people that work in the health profession and OSHA will never talk about, the number one hazard that is hidden, and that's called autotoxicity. And it's certain constituents in pharmaceuticals and in these materials used in geoengineering, to where when you are inhaling or injecting certain constituents, it actually poisons the inner ear. So you're hearing these crazy stories of children. You know, when I was in school, I didn't have...
No, stay there. You're onto it. It's also a binary weapon system. Absolutely. And then they're doing it mainly to America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.